Osteochondrodysplasias involves abnormal bone or cartilage growth, leading to skeletal maldevelopment, often short limb dwarfism. The basic genetic defects have been identified in most of the osteochondrodysplasias. Brand name methylnaltrexone bromide is a prescription medicine used to treat constipation that is caused by prescription pain medicines called opioids in adults. With long-lasting chronic pain that is not caused by cancer, receiving treatment for advanced illness when other medicines for constipation have not worked well enough. It is not known if methylnaltrexone bromide is safe and effective if used for longer than 4 months in people with advanced illness. Do not take methylnaltrexone bromide subcutaneous injection if you have or may have a blockage in your intestines called an intestinal obstruction or a history of bowel blockage. Stomach pain that is severe can be a sign of a serious medical condition. Antibody-only HIV tests generally miss this acute period, so fourth-generation antibody antigen tests are recommended. Please see the Transform HIV testing module for more information on conducting HIV testing. If the client is HIV positive, link the person immediately to HIV care. Also, determine renal function and test for infection with hepatitis B virus. A decreased renal function and active hepatitis B infection are potential safety issues for the use of tenofovir disoproxil fumarate and emtricitabine for PrEP. Infection with hepatitis B is not a contraindication for PrEP use, but clients testing positive for hepatitis B should be evaluated by a clinician experienced in the treatment of HBV infection prior to starting PrEP. Clients should also be screened and treated for syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. Pharyngeal, throat, rectal, and urine specimens should be collected, known as three-site testing, to maximize the identification of a sexually transmitted infection. The laparoscopic smoke evacuation system is designed to improve visualization in your laparoscopic procedures by efficiently removing and filtering surgical smoke. The device evacuates and filters surgical smoke from the peritoneal cavity. Welcome to the Introduction to Axial Spondyloarthritis course. The bones of the human body are divided into two groups, the appendicular skeleton and the axial skeleton. We're going to focus on the axial skeleton, which includes the bones of the head, thorax, and trunk. Understanding the structure of the vertebral column is important for your understanding of axial spondyloarthritis, also referred to as axSpA. So we'll start there. The orbital boundary is essentially a bony wall open anteriorly. It has the shape of a four-sided pyramid with its open base anteriorly and an apex posteriorly. It not only protects the orbital contents, but also provides anchor for muscles to act on the eyeball. The walls separate the orbit from the cranial cavity, nasal cavity, paranasal air sinuses, and the infratemporal fossa.